Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. This morning we're delighted to welcome back Maestro Frank Grafeo of the Joy of Music School to the program. Welcome back, Maestro.
Good morning.
You, it's been about 2 years since you've been here on the show, and talk about an eventful 2 years. I mean, you've been on national television. You're all over social media. You've got a huge event coming up. I mean, there's so much to get caught up about the Joy of Music School. I don't even know. I guess we need to give a basic understanding of what is the Joy of Music School and how does it work?
We're based in Knoxville, and it's a nonprofit organization that provides free music lessons for kids who can't afford them. And all of the teachers are volunteers from the community. That's a formula for success in its own, but over the past 2 years, we've been able to outdo ourselves and reach a whole lot more kids. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, we were probably reaching about 110 kids with 40 or so volunteers, maybe 45. Well,
yeah, when you were here 2 years ago, the big news was that your name had gone on the building.
Yeah.
That was the headline. It was,
right.
Hey, congratulations, you've been in this right. building for how long? I don't know, but yeah. Now you've got a sign. Way to go.
And that, among other things, helped us get to now. We are teaching 185 kids a week, and we have 85 volunteer teachers. The growth has been remarkable. The important thing is the kids and what we do to transform their lives. And
remind me, do they all come to the school, which we can see from I-40, as opposed to the teachers going to the kids?
Right. Yeah. If I were actually teaching, including the other kids that we do in outreach, we teach kids in Boys and Girls Clubs as well, but we send a teacher out to them. If I added that to the number, we're reaching 380 to 400 kids a week.
This is outstanding. I mean, because, I mean, it's in our popular culture, our reference to movies like Mr. Holland's Opus, and music has been cut back. The arts have been cut back in our society to such an extent, and you're fighting that trend successfully.
Yeah, and we're sort of doing battle with budget cuts in the public schools. You know, imagine two kids, you know, one whose family's doing great, and the school goes to that kid and says, hey, the band is cutting. We're not going to be able to provide your instrument or lessons for the school band anymore. We're sorry. So the kid goes home and says, hey, Mom, Dad, I need to buy my own trumpet, and we need to get weekly lessons. And the mom and dad think about it, and they say, oh, we can afford that.
Yeah, it's worth it to us for you to do that.
Kid number two is not in such great circumstances. Maybe he has a single mom with two jobs and three brothers and sisters, and they're barely getting by. And the same thing happens to that kid. Kid goes home. Mom, I can't have my trumpet anymore. I can't have lessons anymore at school. The budget's been cut. What's mom going to do? She's got nothing. They've got nowhere to go.
So he pulls out of the band, and that's the end of it.
Yes. And fortunately, in Knoxville, at least, and a few other communities with schools like ours, kids can get lessons for free. We provide the musical instrument they need. We provide a teacher. We provide the music, everything they need. They spend nothing except getting to our building.
All right. Well, but you've brought to mind now sort of a dilemma here, a dichotomy. I've been to a lot of high school football games in the past 2 years at public schools, Bearden, Farragut, Austin East, Fulton. I mean, and they all, many of them, Carter has an amazing band. So these public schools, they want the big band sound, if you will, on Friday nights, but they don't seem willing to support it during the week. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'll tell you the formula for success in that situation. The secret ingredient is the band teacher.
Really?
And the way, they've got a tremendous band teacher. They're smart enough to find the cream of the crop. But the way they cut the budgets typically is they'll say to, say, a middle school orchestra teacher, and you're running five orchestras, and you've got two assistants. And you need two assistants to run five orchestras. You need two assistants to tune an orchestra inside an orchestra time, 25 minutes or, you know.
Yeah.
So the way they cut the budgets is they don't cut the orchestra at first. They just say, well, we're going to cut one of your assistants.
Oh.
And that saves us money. And then we're going to cut your other assistants. So now you've got one person running five orchestras. You can't go around to all the kids in the room to get their instruments before the bell rings. So they can say, the district can say, well, we didn't cut the orchestra, but you've cut their ability to be an orchestra.
I see what you're saying.
And the super duper teachers who remain behind are to be praised. And when you see a thriving music program in a public school, you can credit the teacher.
We're talking with Maestro Frank Grafeo of the Joy of Music School, which provides free music lessons and free instruments to students who need them here in our community, regardless of what school they're enrolled at.
Right. Or even homeschool kids.
Okay. All right. They must have a marching band at homeschool, no?
No. I don't know. They march around in a front yard. I don't know.
I recently learned the difference between an orchestra and a band.
Oh, yes?
Because I saw the East Tennessee Concert Band perform, and these are adults who obviously, you know, were had good music lessons as kids and probably played in the marching band, and now they perform concerts, but of course there's no strings, so they're a band, whereas... Right. Add strings equals orchestra.
Exactly.
My wife told me. She's very smart.
You married well.
I married a music major is what I did. So now a couple of things. A lot of has happened in the past 2 years since you've been here. And I also want to hit right now the major event that you've got coming up soon, Friday, December 9th. It's called Holiday Sparkles and Spirits. What is it?
Oh, it's just a really wonderful time. It's a party. There's hors d'oeuvres, well, what do they call it? Heavy hors d'oeuvres and, you know, wine and a bar. I can't think of the cash bar, but your wine is included in the ticket price. But the kids will perform holiday music. I mean, it's just the sound of children's voices at the holidays. It does me in. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's just a great, great feeling. And particularly since I became a parent 6 years ago, it means even more.
Sure, it tugs at you, yeah.
But it's not a concert. I mean, the kids are going to perform at the event, but it's a charity auction. And we have, you know, a silent auction and, of course, a live auctioneer. And, you know, it's to support the programs at the school. It's a great way to get some of your holiday shopping done, too.
The tickets are $85 a person. And I'll say that having gone to, you know, several of these events, that actually is kind of on the low side for what you're getting at this event. Usually the tickets for something like this are going to be in that $125, $150 range.
Yeah. Well, when the economic downturn hit a few years ago, we lowered the price on this event. We wanted to be sure people would still want to come. And frankly, when you get there, and if you've got money in your budget for Christmas shopping, it's a great way to do some Christmas shopping because the silent auction items are just all sorts of stuff with the holidays in mind.
And it is coming up on December 9th. It's at Cherokee Mills, which is a space you were – I'm not – wasn't 100% familiar with.
It's a really interesting space. It's on Sutherland Avenue. It's sort of near the Young Williams Animal Center, that area of town. It's a really interesting – I think the building used to be a gigantic mill or maybe a fabric mill, but I'm not sure. So it's a big – not cavernous, but a big, interesting space. And we're going to have it lit with – you know, we have a lighting designer who's going to make the space feel all homey and the Christmas decorations or holiday decorations of all kinds, I suppose you can say. And, of course, the music to go with it and the food and drink and the auction and the shopping and the camaraderie. I think it's going to be a great time. It always has been. This is the sixth one we've done, and they've always been a success.
You can get tickets by phone at 525-6806. Is that the main number of the school?
That's the main number of the school.
So you can easily Google the number for Joy of Music and find 525-6806, or just as easily find joyofmusicschool.org on the internet, which has all this information available to you pretty easily. So the event is now obviously a highlight, a capper, but was it a year ago or less than a year ago that you guys were on national television?
Yeah, less than a year ago.
Was pretty awesome.
That was unbelievably awesome.
All right, well, I want to know, you were on a show called Secret Millionaire.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to know the story of how that came to be and what the effect has been since you've been on Secret Millionaire.
Well, a year ago last June, we were minding our own business. we get a phone call from someone who called under false pretenses, we learned later.
Well, that's the secret part.
Right.
Yeah, it's in the name of the show. I mean, no, you can't be that surprised.
He's a producer. He says, we'd like to do a documentary about nonprofits and volunteers and wonder if you'd be interested. You might get national exposure, so, you know, let me know. Well, I wasn't real fast to call him back, but he was very good about calling me back. And, eventually this guy was showing up without appointments at my office.
And determined.
Not that he was rude. He was friendly and professional, but, he was driven. And finally,
at that point, they need to show that they're serious because, yeah. I mean, honestly, if someone in your position is going to get a number of calls, if people, fishing for interest or saying, hey, maybe we can do this, maybe we can do that, and only a fraction of them actually will come to fruition. Yeah. So here this guy is showing you that he's one of those few who's going to actually follow through.
Yeah, and he did for sure.
So you get the call, and he shows up.
Yeah, he shows up, and he starts explaining what he needs, basically. He said, we'd like to bring a volunteer in and have her do some things at the school, and we'd like to film it all, and that's going to be sort of a segment of it.
Without letting on that she is the secret millionaire and it's going to be on ABC or none of that.
None of that. Uh-huh. You know, we're just thinking, okay, a volunteer. So long story short, she comes to the school, and there's a very expensive crew. I mean, you could see they had two semi-trailers and sound, wireless HD camera, four of them, sound on everybody. The advance crew who came in 2 weeks early from Los Angeles helped 12 people who flew in, scoured the building for anything that might be copyrighted on the walls. It was kind of amazing what they were doing. We started thinking, wow, this might be a big documentary.
Yeah. I mean, now we do, there are a lot of cable television production done in this area. I mean, I've seen firsthand shows for DIY and other scripts shows being filmed. And, they come by with a smaller crew, but this sounds like the size of an Extreme Makeover Home Edition type crew. It's massive.
Right. It was big. And we didn't know. We don't have any perspective on this video because,
Well, the show doesn't exist yet.
School.
I mean, yeah.
So they didn't say, and they said they were called Group 520 Productions. Okay. So, of course, I did my homework and looked them up on the internet, and their website was supposedly still under construction. But I did Google the names of the people that I had been working with, and they all had credible experience in the TV industry. So I thought, okay, they want to come to our free music school and shoot some video. Great. Maybe it'll be in a documentary.
Do you know yet how they found you or how they heard of you?
He told me, well, of course, he told me more later, but he said, well, we found you on the internet. And he had called around town to some other organizations. I came to find out later also. And when they said, oh, that guy called me about the Joy of Music School and asked if you were all right and solid and upstanding and all that. So he did his homework.
Yeah.
So anyway, she comes into the school and we had a schedule of things to do with her. She's not a musician.
Because the people who volunteer at Joy of Music School generally are musicians because they volunteer as music teachers.
Sure, they teach once a week.
So she volunteers as what?
She came in, we set it up where she was going to help us go through some of the instruments and clean them, and then she helped with a music class.
Rosin up the bows.
Something like that, right. So we agreed to do that. Again, we're thinking, okay, she's not a musician, but we might get some TV exposure, so we thought it would be cool. Having no idea who she was.
Attractive lady.
Yeah, that stunned me too, because I was thinking, okay, this is a volunteer. And they told me she was a grandmother, so I had this picture in my head, and then she shows up, she looks like a Hollywood starlet. I was like, okay, whatever.
Where was she originally from?
Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Texas millionaire, and they sent her to Tennessee because why not?
I guess ABC found her to be on the Millionaire Show, and then ABC found us and then matched us up.
Okay, nice.
So
on the show, they make it sound like she's walking down the street and happens to, oh, look, there's a place. Why don't I stop in?
Yeah, it's a little more produced than that.
Yeah, okay.
So she did all her stuff, and we were really happy to have her. Then she got pretty emotionally connected with some of our kids. I mean, she didn't grow up in good circumstances and had pretty tough life. And, she was crying at one point and was saying, nobody reached out like this to me when I was a child, and it's amazing to see what you do here. And so she finished up her day and left, and she came back a couple of days later, and the cameras were back. And so she walks into the main room of our school, and our staff is there, and there's cameras everywhere. And, you become aware that cameras are not just shooting the people who are talking. They're shooting the people who are listening, and they want to get your reactions to things. And so she sort of takes the stage for a moment and says, all right, I have a confession to make. And, of course, this is what aired on ABC eventually.
Yeah.
I'm not really who I said I was. I'm an author and a speaker and a businesswoman, and I'm a millionaire. And, they're getting our reaction shots on the camera, and we're all going, wow. And she says, I'm here to do something for you because of what you do in the community, and all I can really do is give you money. So she gives us a check for $40,000.
That's a pretty hefty chunk.
Yeah, that's more than 10% of what it takes to run our school for a year.
Wow.
So,
and I mean, of the money that she was going to allocate, you guys got a sizable chunk of it, because that's part of the game, if you will, of the show, is she visits, I think it might have been three. It was you, and I remember it was the Love Kitchen and Special Spaces.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Good memory.
Well, but you know why? Honestly, I know all these people.
Mm-hmm.
I know the people, I know the sisters from the Love Kitchen. We've interviewed, done a show about the Love Kitchen. The lady from Special Spaces, we know them from the community.
Yeah.
So that's why it all came back to me so quickly. But so then she's got to decide how is she going to take whatever money she's allowed to allocate and how much goes to Joy of Music, how much goes to Love Kitchen, how much goes to Special Spaces. I think you guys came out with the biggest chunk.
Yeah, she divided up $100,000 and she gave us $40,000.
That's great.
So, yeah, it was really quite honorable, and we couldn't believe it. But she told me why later. You know, she said that the mission of the school really spoke to her, and actually what she does with her business is empowering people and helping them get a start in life, but after they're adults. So they aired all that. She gave us the check, and you know, she left pretty quickly afterward. We were surprised at how quickly she left. You know, we didn't even have enough time to call people to come.
She had to get over to Love Kitchen.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
So we're sort of stunned after she goes away, and the director is this British gentleman who was running all the cameras. You should have seen this equipment, man. He had this studio set up in one of our music studios with four monitors, and he's watching all the cameras at the same time. And he'd come running out of the room every once in a while down the halls to catch us and say, go back, do that again. Introduce him to her one more time because we didn't quite get it on a shot. And I'm going, okay, it's for the documentary. Okay, I'll do it. So, but anyway, he at the end of it, and she's gone, he says, he says, I want to interview you. So I'll meet you in the main room in a few minutes. So I'm hanging out and chatting with the producer, and I'll tell you about my conversation with him in a second.
You're still kind of getting over this shock.
Yeah,
you've just been handed $40,000 unexpectedly.
Yeah, and this guy, the producer, he says, put the check in your pocket. I'm like, okay, fine. So then it's time for me to go see the director, and I sit down, the camera, they get the camera angles right, and the photographers and everybody. And you know, they were all in on it. They all knew what was going on.
Except you.
Right, before
it's
it happened.
It's secret millionaire. You keep forgetting the secret part of the title.
Secret part, right. But I sit down for the post-millionaire interview, and the director's right behind the camera, and he looks at me, smiles, and says, what's in your pocket? With his English accent. So I pull out the check and I go, it's a check for $40,000. Of course, they put that on the show. It was very well planned. But the producer of The Secret Millionaire, like this guy who had called me months before, weeks before, I should say, she left. I've got this check. I sit down at my desk and I'm going, what just happened?
Yeah.
And he walks in with this smile on his face. I cannot describe the smile for you, but I said, Matt, what is going on? He said, well, we were deceiving you. And I said, duh. I said, what is this? He said, well, we're with ABC Television. It's a program called Secret Millionaire. It's going to air in prime time. I said, of course, I said, wow, again. I don't know how many times I said, wow,
that
day.
Not only now have you gotten a check for $40,000 from The Secret Millionaire, but The Joy of Music School is now going to get national television exposure where people are going to understand what it is you do. And that's half the battle, isn't
it? That is all the battle, my friend, because it's all about the kids. And no matter how cool it might be to be on television and get exposure.
Get the message out
my
there.
My brain is constantly going, gosh, this is going to help our kids and our teachers and the community and get music into the hands of kids who are being forgotten by their school districts or in other
ways. Same
reason
you have the Holiday Sparkles and Spirits event coming up on December 9th.
Right.
Is you get not only the money coming in from it, but the kids are on display, if you will. They get to perform, which is obviously what they want to do, and it raises the awareness of the school.
And the volunteer teachers are such a huge part of it.
All right, so the Secret Millionaire producer says.
So he says, you know, it's going to be on ABC. And then he sort of gets my attention and he says, now, Frank, listen. He said, this is huge. And I said, well, all right, thanks. Cool. Great. We're going to get some exposure.
You're still a little shell-shocked.
Yeah, but he stops again and he says, Frank, you got to understand, this is huge for the Joy of Music School. And that got me, that he stopped and said that twice. So I'm thinking, okay, he knows more about this than I do, and I got to figure out what he means by huge. I'll now tell you what he meant by huge. First of all, my marketing committee, these are board members from the community who are great marketing people.
And let me remind people, we're talking with Maestro Frank Grafeo, who just coincidentally is also named Frank like me. So when he says, that's what we're talking about here. All right.
Right. So my board hears this, and some of them who are media people, they just jumped out of their chairs. They said, this is a great opportunity for the kids and for the school. And they laid out for me what it means to have national TV exposure, and I was stunned. But so we upgraded our website. And we upgraded.
Yeah, you've got to be ready because people are going to be Googling you as of that minute that it comes on television.
Yeah. Now, of course, they shot it in June. They told it was going to air in December, but it actually didn't air until March for whatever reason.
Okay.
So we had a lot more time to prepare.
That's good.
Let me tell you, the day that show aired, our web guys were monitoring the website instantly, and they said, you know, thousands and thousands of web hits just started coming and coming and coming, and people were making donations online.
Well, it's sort of an unusual concept. I don't think that you don't have these all over the country. I mean, it was started in Knoxville. It's an original thing.
Yeah, we're actually one of a kind in North America on the four criteria that we're independent from a church or a university or whatever. It's all music, only music, all volunteer teachers, and it's free. There's no other school that fits that description in America.
Wow.
And we're really proud of that. But we didn't think America would go so crazy over it. Because, I mean, the web hits were just insane. And also, the Monday after that, instruments started arriving in the mail. The UPS guy was going, what on? He was pulling a muscle every time he showed up to our office. And people started. The funny thing to me was, on Monday, we got an accordion. On Tuesday, we got an accordion. Among other things, I was thinking, how many accordions are we going to
end up
with?
This is everybody went to their attic and unloaded that one thing that they've had forever.
So we were donated dozens. And
in good condition?
Well, not all of them, but still, that leads to another miraculous occurrence. One man sitting in Alabama watching The Secret Millionaire, all about the joy of music school. He turned to his wife before the show was over, and they looked at each other, and he said, we're going to Knoxville, because this man's a full-time instrument repairman.
Come
and he
on.
He said, I know what's going to happen to these guys, and they're going to need all those instruments repaired. And the guy took a week off from work.
Come on.
And spent the whole week repairing instruments. He repaired 95 instruments in a week. He charged us nothing. We put him up at a hotel, the Hilton. When they heard about this guy, they were like, yes, we'll put him up at the Hilton.
Yeah.
And Holston Gases provided free acetylene gas for his torch, because you need a welding torch when you're repairing instruments. The guy was just incredible.
That's fantastic.
It's just
fantastic.
Good turning into more good, turning into more good for music, for these kids who otherwise would be sitting at home saying, gosh, I wish I could play piano or trumpet or violin. It's just an amazing thing.
But there's one tangent that I let slide because the story was too good, but I want to go back to it now. When you talked about The Secret Millionaire coming to the Joy of Music School, about how music touched her, and you also spoke about what music can do for a person.
Oh, yeah.
Let's follow that path for a moment. You know, in the development of a child, the arts, specifically music, how does it help? How does it benefit a child's development?
Sure. Well, there's so many studies. You know, I can quote dozens of studies, and I can tell you, but one just basic illustration is, when 5-year-olds are studying music, 6-year-olds are studying music, they do better in fractions at school. And you're thinking, wow, what kind of magic is that?
Half notes,
well,
eighth
the fact
notes.
Is, yeah. You're dividing. As soon as you're a musician, you are dividing and you're adding and you're subtracting and you're multiplying. Because, you know, what's a time signature? You've heard a 3/4 time. Well, what's 3/4? It's a fraction.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just at the very beginning. But you're getting a skill for life. And while, it's awesome to have a football program at a high school, but who plays football when they're 60?
Nobody.
But who plays piano when they're 60? A lot of people. And also, It's good to point out that music is an art and a discipline. You get to know someone who plays the piano. You learn that about them. Let's say you knew them for a year and you realize they play the piano. What does that do to your picture of them? You realize, wow, that person studied and practiced and learned something. It's like you meet someone who studied a foreign language and knows
it,
that.
It freaks
you go,
me
wow.
out when I meet someone, when I find out years later that someone plays an instrument. There's a guy we've known at church for a long time, and it turns out not only is he in this concert band that I was telling you about, but he's the percussionist, and he can conduct, and he's a teacher. I'm like, wait a minute, that guy? That nice Walt who just shows up at stuff? He's an accomplished musician, and it changes your elevates your opinion of him. I mean, I already liked him, and now I really respect him.
Yeah. And it's not just so that you'll be cool and respected, but music develops your mind in so many ways and your level of confidence. And when you're talking about kids who are living in difficult circumstances, and might walk out their front doors onto a street that's different from yours and my street, they've got something inside them that they value, that they know, and that's called talent. When their talent is being developed, guess what happens to that value? They value themselves more as people, and they have an avenue out of that neighborhood.
Well, what about the Joy of Music School is located, you know, much closer to downtown. Obviously, it's not in Farragut, but
it's in the right place.
Yeah, a reasonable distance.
It's right in the Mechanicsville, Lonsdale area, and a lot of our kids just come from a half a mile away, a mile away.
Okay, so they can get there easily.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, so you know, music builds up children in so many ways. Just knowing that you're good at something. And then there's the whole aspect of, at the Joy of Music School, these kids are getting lessons from a volunteer. That's a model that we want to expose kids to, volunteerism. But also, they've got a mentor. And in fact, when people are interested in teaching at the Joy of Music School, and I highly encourage anybody who's interested or intrigued by this conversation to call us or look us up on the internet, we provide training as mentors for our teachers. In other words, we have specific mentor training for the people who volunteer at the Joy of Music School. They understand, they are taught. You know, I illustrate it this way. A child is in a clarinet lesson, let's say, and that they're just getting started at the school, mm-hmm. and that lifting their horn to their mouth, and they're just about to start playing something, and that nothing happens. The kid puts right. the instrument in the lap and says, shrugs and goes, oh, my mom. The music teacher is the only wow. one there, and there's a huge opportunity for that teacher to be a good listener, mm-hmm. to interpret signs, to just be a mentor.
Because these are kids who are going to be in a situation that they need a free lesson as opposed to a paid lesson. So right. there's going to be some other issues.
Right.
I see why you need to have the mentoring skills.
Yeah, and it builds up the teachers because they've got a skill, in addition to their music, which we support them on greatly. They've got a skill as an adult that they're going to need if they're not parents yet or if they are parents. You know, assessing a child through their actions and their words is a valuable tool, and we do add that to what we provide the teachers at the Joy of Music School. I'm really proud of that. We've just started that this year, and we're grateful to the Knoxville Leadership Foundation and their mentoring initiative in helping us get started.
You know, and the arts in East Tennessee really are fairly vibrant, I got to say, because when you open your mind to it and when you start thinking about, well, I can think of a guy in particular whom I know who was an accountant for an electronics firm, mm-hmm. and they moved out of town, and he's looking for a job, but he plays piano at our church, and yeah. all of a sudden something changed in him. His mind opened up, and he got a job as the accountant for the Knoxville Symphony.
All right.
And then next thing you know, he's involved in the choral society, and he's involved in playing music, and he's up there yeah. on stage with them playing accordion on the 4th of July. I mean, it's just his whole world has changed in the time that I've known him, because yeah. if you open your eyes to it, there are so many opportunities to play music with churches, think about the orchestra they put together for the Living Christmas Tree. Think about all these wonderful things that are all around us mm-hmm. if you just look and say, wait a minute, you know, I can still play music as an adult.
Yeah. And let's face it, the first thing your listeners are going to hear at the end of our interview is music. Music is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And if people... You can just tune ears for half a day about how often you hear music.
That is pretty ironic. We just did a 30-minute talk show about music. I hadn't really thought of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, and it's inside a lot of people, and it's inside a lot of young people. And if the Joy of Music School isn't there to help it get out of these kids and their schools are abandoning them, then there's a real problem. I mean, your friend, the accountant, yeah, I'm sure he was wise in numbers and mathematics, but he lost his job, and music is what got him another lease on life,
amazing.
You might say.
Amazing.
But if he had grown up in poverty and had been denied musical training and never found the Joy of Music School, you know, or an organization like it, what would he have done?
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Well, now, you mentioned young people, and young people are very active in social media.
Yeah.
In addition to your great new website at joyofmusicschool.org, I've noticed since you've been here last that you've really stepped up your social media involvement. You've got mm-hmm. a cool Facebook page. You've mm-hmm. got Twitter. You've got YouTube.
Yeah.
Or I guess when you run those all together, what's the old joke? You twit face?
Yeah. You know? I never heard that one.
Yeah. Did you hear that YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook are merging? Guess what it's going to be called? You twit face. Well, now I've just saved you some embarrassment for the knock-knock joke of the 21st century. Tell me briefly about your social media stuff, and we had to hit that event one more time before we go.
Yeah, sure. Well, social media is a big part of what we do because a lot of our volunteer teachers are social media users. And, you know, I'm 50 years old, and so I use email. It came to a shock to me that people who are like 25 and younger, they don't even use email. They use Facebook and texting.
Yeah.
And so that really sent it home because we're trying to get volunteers in the door at all ages, but anybody under 30, you know, they're going to go to the Facebook page, and so we're diligent about updating it. And it's a great way to get kudos out and recognition to people who've done great things for the organization and for the kids who have accomplishments. I mean, there's no question after December 9th, our event that's coming up, we'll tweet and Facebook about the kids who performed at at the Holiday Sparkles and Spirits.
All right, so once again, to find the Joy of Music School, well, obviously they're, like you mentioned, right in the Mechanicsville area. You can see them from the interstate, so there's one way just to find them geographically, physically, on the internet at joyofmusicschool.org. By phone, that phone number is 525-6806. The event coming up Friday, December 9th, Holiday Sparkles and Spirits. You can get your tickets by calling that number, 525-6806. And obviously Facebook has that information. YouTube has that information. Mm-hmm. Twitter has that information.
Yeah, we're trying to be sure that the word is out there. Anybody who wants to teach a young person music and change a life can call us. If you've got musical training and you want to reach out to a young person, we've got 80 kids on the waiting list. We'll match you.
Maestro Frank Raffaello from the Joy of Music School. We appreciate your being here. Thank you very much. Great to get caught up.
Thank you, Frank.
This is the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. We'll talk to you again next Sunday.